Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If I bleed tonight, if I am sad tonight, I don't have a job to find. And if I work tonight, if I'm so tired tonight, I'll fall asleep when I'm home, when I'm home.
Hey everybody, welcome to a brand new episode of the Power Slam podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. My name is Kenny and I'm joined as always by Mr. Finlay Martin. And Finn, you brought joy to people on what's going down this week with your misery over the pitch black match. It must make you good to feel that your misery does at least bring some people some happiness.
Well, I was not aware of that. How are you? Where does this feedback come? Where does it come in from? It never reaches my ears or eyes.
It was on Twitter. You were tagged. This morning by Tommy Butler, who said, Finn and Kenny scorching Bray Wyatt is the content I needed for this bright morning.
Thank you. I haven't been on Twitter. To be honest with you, and this is kind of bizarre, is that yesterday was completely consumed by a rewatch of the Men's Royal Rumble. And just before we started recording this, I just started watching the Mountain Dew Pitch Black match for the second time.
Oh, God. Well, you also have missed one of our listeners, Nathan, who had retweeted a tweet from someone who I can only assume is mentally ill, who said, Bray Wyatt and Alexa Bliss versus Karrion Kross and Scarlett in a mixed tag at WrestleMania would be pretty fun.
Well, you know what? I was thinking about that match. I was considering that this was probably not a bad destination, the reason being, right? The reason being is actually a very obvious reason. Karrion Kross, there's no value in him at all. Nope. There might be some in Scarlett, but probably they come as a double act. So if Kross is released, which I imagine he will be this year, she'll probably go with him. So if you pick Bray and Alexa against two people who've really got no value, then when it turns out to be another debacle, you know, another match bereft of entertainment value, I think was the phrase I used the other day, then no harm done, because Kross is, I see nothing in Kross. I mean, they've tried with him, but he's not going to make it. He's not going to get over. He doesn't have that dynamic energy or charisma or personality or connection with the audience. He's just another guy. So I actually endorse that idea, Kenny. Bray Wyatt, Alexa versus Karrion Kross and Scarlett. Four people all together who can only... The outcome of that will be just damage to each other. And to be honest with you, the kind of damage beyond repair as it is.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, you're saying you endorse it.
I mean, why not call it the scrapyard match?
But I mean, what you're just saying there is the lowest level of real endorsement that anyone has ever given. You're basically saying, let's stick all these people in one thing so they can only ruin that one thing they're involved in and keep them away from everybody else.
Yeah.
But, you know, Nathan said, I bet that Kenny and Finn would love it. But, I mean, maybe you would. I mean, pretty fun is a stretch.
I would love it, but I would
endorse it.
It's the least worst option.
I am, as someone who's going to be in SoFi Stadium on April 1st and 2nd, I endorse it for it to be a match where I can go to the bar or to the pisser.
Exactly. Everyone can just go outside if they still smoke, or go to the bar, you know, have a, what's that phrase, a comfort break, go and use the restroom. That phrase, restroom, but it does sound better than toilet, I've got to say.
It does. And we also had Tim from On This Day in WWE, who obviously is big, you know, gave him a shout out on Tuesday as well. And he actually posted a small snippet of audio that said, "You shouldn't wallow in someone else's misery, but I did enjoy the moment Finn Martin realizes he has to watch the Pitch Black and Women's Raw title match again."
So. Yes, that's it. Yeah. Well, thank you very much for this feedback, and I apologise for not being aware of it, but it's due to my commitment to the job, Kenny. That's what it is.
Commitment to the cause.
Yeah. Oh, and speaking of commitment to the job, I just want to mention that Paul Horahan, hopefully I pronounced his surname right, probably haven't, pointed out that I actually got the name of Sheamus's move, the pronunciation of that, completely wrong. Completely. It's actually pronounced, I'll probably get this wrong as well. It's not been a great week for me, Kenny, I've got to say.
But a better week for you than
Bray Wyatt. It started going wrong when Raw Rumble happened. You know, and I was thinking about this, just indulge me for a moment.
Sure.
When I was running PowerSlam, people used to write in and say, all he does is moan. All he does is complain. He's got this bleak, you know, these bleak forecasts. Pervade each issue of Power Slam. Mm-hmm. That's all we get from Power Slam is bad news, doom and gloom. It's like putting our news on now. Like if there wasn't bad news, there would be no news. So I have tried very hard in recent years to look on the bright side, you know, to not be Mr. Doom and Gloom, you know, not to be, you know, the master of grievance, you know, not to be this, you know, communicator of all things grim, you know, and unpleasant and, you know, just pessimistic. I try very hard not to be pessimistic. I try to look on the bright side, Kenny, and this is what happens when you do that sometimes. Wrestling just comes and gives you a shake and just says, Finlay, you know, you were wrong. And you were right in the first place 10 years ago. You were right to be cautious. You know, you were right to base your opinions on, you know, experience. You know, if something's always been terrible, then it probably always will be. You know, they probably won't change. You know, probably won't turn things around. But anyway, that's what motivates me many times now, is I try not to be, you know, Mr. Doom and Gloom. And then, you know, the Mountain Dew Pitch Black match happens. It's a reminder that, you know, sometimes your instincts, your initial instincts are correct, and you've got to just go with them rather than sort of wishing that something's going to be good. You know, and by wishing it's good doesn't necessarily mean it will be. But anyway, getting back to Paul Horahan, he pointed out to me that I mispronounced the name of Sheamus's 10 beats of the, and it's Bowron. Bowron, that's how you pronounce it, I believe.
Every day of the record there, Kenny. That's fine. Every day is a school day. People can learn here in this podcast. A lot of times they learn that, you know, because it actually checks out if you think about it, because you talk about not wanting to be all doom and gloom, which, you know, when you cover AEW is a bit more difficult. But I mean, when not having doom and gloom, your optimism has led to you know, the Mustafa Ali cause, thinking the Pitch Black match is going to be good. You know, so your optimism is taking you in the other direction now.
But it's taken me to where I am now.
It's taken you to where you are now. So, you know, you've got to...
In a state of misery. And humiliation.
Humiliation. Well, listen, I've not had a chance to watch this week's Dynamite from last night, but I'm going to watch it in the next couple of days, and we will cover it on what's going down next week. It's a pretty big episode. Some, you know, big stuff happens, so we'll cover that next week, but I just wanted to give it a mention before we start. But we're here to talk about the post-Royal Rumble Raw thing on this podcast. So let's dive into the post-Rumble episode from Tulsa, Oklahoma. We opened the show with Cody Rhodes. He came out and cut this big promo about, you know, his journey from, you know, OVW, dashing, all the stuff that's happened to him. And, you know, would he tell his 19-year-old, what would he tell his 19-year-old self? And he said he wouldn't tell him a single thing. It's all, the journey's been worth it. And he said that he's going to beat Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. Roman Reigns can still be the tribal chief and still be the head of the table, but the one thing he will not be is the undisputed Universal Champion. And that then led to the Judgment Day coming out, which led to a Finn Balor, Cody Rhodes main event being made. But what did you think of Cody's kind of mission statement here as his first promo after winning the Rumble?
Well, I think it was the right thing for him to say. I can't imagine him saying anything else. There's something about Cody Rhodes that people really like. I mean, you know, he's just like, when did he leave AEW? I think it was January last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, January 2022.
Okay. So, I mean, when you actually contrast the reaction to him in AEW to what he's receiving in WWE, and this was one of the guys who actually founded AEW or made AEW happen. I mean, it is quite astounding, isn't it, really? How beloved he is in WWE compared to how, I don't know whether you could use the word detested, but people really resented him towards the end. There was a lot of, I don't know what word you would use, resentment. They just felt like he was overpushed and self-indulgent. I'm not really sure where it all came from. I think there was a lot of factors that contributed to the response that he was receiving each week. But I thought at first it might just be a passing phase. But it just ran and ran and ran for months and months and months. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this is a guy who left WWE, as he pointed out. Obviously, he didn't mention that he helped launch AEW, a rival company, and why would he? But people knew what he was referring to, I think. And now he's returned and seems really pleased to be back, and people are really pleased to see him back. So I think it was a success. I really enjoyed the interruption from the Judgment Day. And Dominic Mysterio, I was supposed to win the Royal Rumble. You know, Dominic had it in the bag. You know, Dom said that Rhodes owed him an apology. And Cody then said that he respected Ray, and Dominic said he didn't respect Dusty. And then a challenge was issued, and that led to the Cody Rhodes versus Finn Balor main event, which was a really good match. People were really into the action. You know, big success as a main event. So, yeah, I think it did everything it was supposed to do. What do you think, Kenny?
Yeah, I thought he did really well. I think that I think if you were on the fence, if you're someone who, because I do understand that, you know, the Sami Zayn thing is so good that I do understand the tendency to sort of run away with yourself and go, well, that should be the main event of WrestleMania instead. But I thought that Cody came out here and did a good job of kind of selling why he should be the main event. And somebody made a really interesting point. Michael Sidgwick actually made this point on Twitter about why this year is probably going to be different to the, you know, the 2015 them choosing Roman over Daniel Bryan, or 2014 them choosing Batista over Daniel Bryan. And I think the difference is that in 2014, 2015, there wasn't really an alternative in wrestling, like a big alternative that you could go to. So WWE was where I think a lot of fans pinned their hopes at all times. And now, you know, you've got AEW, you've got something different if you're not into the WWE style of things anymore. And so I think that there's going to be less of that pressure of, you know, and Sami Zayn said this in his chat with Ariel Helwani. He was like, I don't think that the audience is the way they were 6 years ago. So while they might love Sami Zayn and obviously really be invested in his journey, I don't think that they are going to take out Cody Rhodes. And maybe they would have if they had Cody Rhodes and Sami Zayn be the final two in the Royal Rumble, but obviously, thankfully, they avoided that and kept them separate. But I thought Cody did a really good job. And, you know, to your point earlier, I mean, I think in AEW, he was allowed to be as self-indulgent as he wanted to be.
Yeah.
And I think it just went too far, because obviously they'd done the storyline where he couldn't be the world champion, which in the short term was a good storyline, but then it kind of hampered him ever really being able to do anything, because he should have been a world champion in AEW. That should have been his destination. He says he regrets that as well. So yeah, I think overall, I think this is a strong start for him. And I think that I think it's good. I think it's a good start. I'm curious how they get to WrestleMania. You know, is he going to be facing somebody at the Chamber? But yeah, I think it's a good start for him. And the Balor match, I think, was also pretty strong.
Yeah, I don't really see there's a reason for him to wrestle at the Chamber. I mean, he might do. Maybe he'll have a match with Dominic Mysterio or something like that. I don't know. I mean, hopefully. I think that would be tremendous for Dominic. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's had the match with Balor. So, I mean, they can't do that at the Premium Live event, which is only, what is it, 2 weeks on Saturday, I think it is, isn't it?
Yeah, 2 weeks on Saturday.
So, yeah, there's, in some ways, I think it would devalue him by Cody by booking him in a sort of meaningless mid-card match. I mean, like, why would he need to have that match? It doesn't really seem to serve any purpose. We know he's going to wrestle Roman Reigns, obviously, because he's the double champ. There's no mystery anymore. It's not like it was, you know, this time last year, wasn't it, where we didn't know who the Royal Rumble winner would challenge, did we? And in previous years, we haven't known. Dating back basically to, I guess, 2003 it would have been, wouldn't it, when we... It was September 2002 when we had the two different titles, creation of the world title for Triple H. And then 2003 was when we had first WrestleMania with, you know, a WWE and a world champion, wasn't it?
Yes.
So, but this year there was obviously no mystery over who was going to challenge, because Roman holds both championships, both major championships. I thought it was well done. And I think we all know that he's going to win, Cody. And this is a big pressure spot, but I think he's ready for it. And I think we're ready for it as well. I think we're ready for a change. And I think once the Reigns-Sami Zayn feud concludes or reaches its climax at Elimination Chamber, and Sami presumably then teams with Kevin Owens and they face Jimmy and Jay for the belts at WrestleMania, I think people will be ready for someone to replace Roman Reigns. I think had it happened, because I mean, I was a big supporter of Drew McIntyre becoming champ at Clash at the Castle in Cardiff. And I think it was obviously a big setback for him that he didn't win. But I mean, I understand why they didn't put the belts on Drew. I understand why they didn't do it, because it would have diminished Reigns' standing as this champion for 800 days plus. So it'll mean more when he does lose the belt or belts finally at WrestleMania. I'm assuming he's going to lose the belts at WrestleMania. So it all makes sense to me in the end. I just hope that Drew gets his heel turn and gets, you know, a shot at the belts post-WrestleMania and can be a main eventer again. I think he deserves that after what he did for Roman in Cardiff last year.
Well, we also on Raw got the announcement that the Chamber for the men, Austin Theory would be defending his US title in the Chamber. And we got some qualifying matches for that. So we saw Seth Rollins defeat Chad Gable to qualify. We saw Johnny Gargano beat Baron Corbin to qualify. And we also saw Bronson Reed defeat Dolph Ziggler to qualify. What do you make of the idea of them putting, you know, the Chamber being for the US title and having Theory defending him there?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a good idea because, I mean, have they announced Roman Reigns versus Sami yet? They haven't, have they?
No, they've not. We assume that's going to be announced on Friday, tomorrow night on SmackDown.
Yes, I mean, the thing is, Sami and Owens took such a beating that I'm not sure if they can appear on SmackDown. But because Elimination Chamber is only 16 days away as we record this, they kind of have to, don't they?
Yeah.
They've really got to be there to get the ball rolling on Zayn versus Reigns. But yeah, I like the idea of Austin Theory defending the US title in Elimination Chamber. I've written about this and talked about this before. This unification of the WWE and Universal belts has meant that there's more emphasis now on the US championship. So that has risen in status as a result of, you know, two belts being held by Roman Reigns. So I think this is really good for the US title. I think it's a huge match for Austin Theory. I believe he will retain the match. He will retain in the match because I think Theory and John Cena are going to clash at WrestleMania. I'm convinced that match is going to happen. And it doesn't feel like it's time for Theory to lose the US belt. I just think he's just kind of getting going as champion. It's like Bronson Reed. I'm really pleased that he beat Dolph Ziggler and he's in this big match because he hasn't really done much since he returned. Dolph Ziggler definitely shouldn't be in a premium live event match in 2023. I think most of us would agree with that. It was really good to see Johnny Gargano beat Baron Corbin. I don't think he'll defeat Austin Theory because I just don't feel like he's US title material yet. He might be one day, but it was really good to see Gargano beat Corbin. And I was amused that Dexter Lumis walked to ringside with Gargano. And I've got to say, I didn't see it coming when he would produce the axe and then put the axe in JBL Stetson. Now that I did not see coming.
No, it was actually it was pretty funny. Like the Gargano and Dexter stuff has kind of been hit or miss, but I actually thought it was pretty fun. Baron Corbin is someone who, can we do a GoFundMe to just keep this guy off TV and just give us a break? Because he just feels like he's so played out now, you know.
Yes.
And you're watching this match and you're going, who wants to see Baron Corbin in the Elimination Chamber? And obviously he didn't win, but you know. It's just, it feels like he feels like he's been around for 20 years. And I think he's been around for about, he's been on the main roster for 6 years.
Yeah, it's a long time. He's had a lot of different roles, a lot of different characters. They've tried really hard with him. I think he's done better than Karrion Kross, but that's not really saying a whole lot. I am amused that he lost here to a man who was probably about 10, 11 inches shorter than him. And this JBL endorsement has done precisely nothing for Corbin's career. I mean, he was treated like a joke, wasn't he, in the Royal Rumble? I mean, Brock Lesnar nailed him with the F5 after he had been eliminated. And then Seth Rollins came out next, threw Corbin into the ring. I think he hit him with a super kick and then just clotheslined him or hurled him out of the ring. I mean, Corbin was in the match. I can't remember how many seconds it was, but it wasn't very long, put it that way. So it was something like about 7 seconds or something like that that he was in the match.
Yeah, he didn't do well.
To me, it's like, oh yeah, that's right, I've got it. Corbin spent 7 seconds in the ring. That's it. So I looked it up. They've accepted that Corbin is not going to be the next Luthers. They're not going to be the next Bruno Sammartino or Hulk Hogan. And he's kind of in a comedy role now. So I don't really want to see him on TV either, but if they have to use him, I would rather he was in a supporting role, putting other people over. And JBL really did sell Dexter Lumis's, when he produced the axe, JBL really did sell it like he was terrified, like he was about to take his last breath. And I've said this before, Dexter Lumis is somebody who I think will get over in the long run. It took him a while to really connect in NXT, but I think people, main roster fans, will embrace him eventually. I think they will be entertained by this character. It's just going to take him a while. And Seth Rollins, shame that Chad Gable lost again. It appears now that Otis is being courted by the Maximum Male Models, Kenny. Did you see that?
What a team to put together. I don't know if anybody's seen this, by the way, but it's worth a watch if you have some time. On WWE's YouTube channel last weekend, Rumble weekend, they put up a 10-minute video of Maximum Male Models learning karate from Shayna Baszler. And it was so bizarre and so wacky. But I think the Maximum Male Models and Otis thing actually probably will work.
Yeah.
Otis is, remember the stuff with him and Mandy Rose? He's very good at comedy. He's one of those people who just, when you see him, you want to laugh. And that sounds horrible. But he's just one of those faces and he knows that he's funny. So he just plays up to it. You know, he plays up to that. So I think that with maximum male models will be a fun fit. And maybe that actually allows Chad Gable to do something else and finally get more focus.
Well, probably not. I think Chad will be sucked into the comedy as well, but Chad can do that also. And I mean, it's not the worst thing in the world for Otis. He just sends himself up. He's just maximum ham. And I think maximum male models and Maxine, I think we'll have a lot of fun with Otis, you know, trying to recruit him and, you know, taking him on a shopping spree and teaching him how to dress. And Chad will be like, what are you doing? So, I mean, we've seen this before, obviously not with these characters. And I think it will work as well. So, I mean, it's a shame for Chad. He's such a talent. And I hope he, I just hope that the momentum swings for him and he starts scoring wins. Because, I mean, he's so good at everything. And I just feel like, I mean, we saw that last year in a feud with Matt Riddle and Randy Orton. So, you know, hopefully Chad and Otis will come out of this Maximum Male Models storyline with some renewed momentum. I think they actually probably do well as faces, and hopefully this storyline will lead to a face turn and like a renewed push.
Well, Rhea Ripley was also... was also a talking point coming out of Raw because she came out and she decided to choose Charlotte Flair for WrestleMania. She says that Charlotte Flair beat her when she was 24 and naive and inexperienced, but now she told Charlotte, enjoy everyone rising and bowing down to the Queen because they're about to rise to Rhea Ripley. I'm going to put you in your place, Charlotte Flair. So that is who she's picked. What do you make of the decision and the choice to sort of do the rematch?
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, what does this mean for the title if Rhea wins? Are we going to have another exchange, another swap?
I think what used to happen, I mean, a lot of times when somebody goes for the other brand's title, they don't win. But if she does win, I guess she's moved automatically. Unless they want to move whoever the Raw Women's Champion is at that point, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, does this mean that she'll then split from the Judgment Day? And I think she is important to that act, who I think are finally... really gathering momentum. So I don't want to see Rhea Ripley leave the Judgment Day. I mean, maybe the entire act will move over to SmackDown. I mean, that wouldn't be the worst idea, really, because there isn't that much more for them to do on Raw. So maybe there'll be a trade, or maybe we'll get a draft. Maybe we'll get a draft after WrestleMania, Kenny. We didn't have one late last year, did we? There was no draft.
No. I mean, everybody's on every show anyway, so...
I guess it doesn't really matter. You're right. But as far as Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair, yeah, I think this is tremendous news. I was not excited at all at the prospect of Ripley versus Bianca Belair. I think Ripley versus Charlotte will be a far, far better match. And if Ripley wins, you know, Charlotte Flair, to me, is the best female wrestler in the business, bar none, you know, in terms of in-ring and the, you know, all-round aura and, you know, promo skills and belief in herself and just connection with the audience. So I think this is the right course of action for her. And I think these two will really be motivated to maybe, you know, try and steal the show on whatever night they're booked. So, yeah, absolutely delighted that she's chosen Charlotte Flair. And I think this will be, you know... I'm sort of hesitant to make predictions, Kenny, after my Mountain Dew pitch black match fiasco after my massive botch blunder there. But I do have really, you know, I do have a good feeling about Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair. This should be a very, very good match.
Yeah, I mean, I would have liked Rhea and Bianca, but I also don't mind Charlotte and Rhea either. Rhea has to win. This is not one of those matches where it doesn't matter who wins. She has to win. She lost the last time. She has to beat her this time. It plays into now, so there's going to be a female elimination chamber to determine who faces Bianca at WrestleMania. So the final four people eliminated from the Rumble, Raquel Rodriguez, Liv Morgan, Nikki Cross and Asuka are all automatically in the match. Then there's going to be a four-way next week to determine the fifth person between Mishin, Candice LeRae, Piper Niv and Carmella. And then we assume the sixth person is going to be Becky Lynch, probably. I mean, for me, I really hope it's going to be Asuka. I think Asuka and Bianca is probably the way to go. We've seen Bianca and Becky so many times. I just think it's been done. And to me, there's nobody else. For me, the vote has to be for Asuka. But is there somebody else who you see out of that list of people that I'm not thinking of?
I mean, they really tried to elevate Raquel Rodriguez in the Royal Rumble. So you can see that they've got faith in her, and I have as well. I've been a big supporter of hers since the NXT days, really since she beat Io Shirai, wasn't it? Not Io Sky. Io Shirai. She ended Io Shirai's reign, didn't she? Back in, would that have been 21? I think it was, wasn't it? Stand and Deliver, I believe it was.
Yes, I'm just looking that up, but I think that you're correct.
I think that's right.
Let me just check.
Yeah, that was it.
You are correct. She defeated her in the main event of night one of Stand and Deliver that year.
Yeah, that was a heck of a match. I've always been a fan. I've been a fan of Raquel's for a very long time, and I think she can be champ. But maybe she's not quite ready for it. Maybe it's too soon for her to win the belt at WrestleMania. Asuka returned, obviously, at Rumble with this new image. I mean, we have seen Asuka versus Bianca before quite a few times. But yeah, I would think it's probably Asuka or Raquel who will face Bianca Belair at WrestleMania. Yeah, they can't do Becky Lynch Belair again. I'm not quite sure what Becky Lynch is going to do at WrestleMania. Can they spin out this damage control feud until then? I mean, by the way, they were talking on Raw this week. There's going to be a cage match on next week's Raw between Bayley and Becky Lynch. And by the way they were hyping it up, it felt like that was going to be the blow-off, the feud-ending match, didn't it? That was the way they were really talking it up. And if that's the case, I'm not quite sure what Lynch does next.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know. I mean, because obviously we've got the cage match next week in Orlando with Becky and Bayley, so you can't imagine that's going to go to WrestleMania. But then I don't really know what else she would do. There's not really anybody else. I mean, unless they do Becky Lynch and Ronda Rousey. Not for the title. That's really the only other option I can see.
Well, I mean, I just don't think there's going to be, you know, any great appetite for that at all. I think people are just sort of feel like, oof.
I will say this, though. If you're getting rid of Ronda Rousey, I think it wouldn't be the worst idea to have her put over Becky Lynch on the way out. You know, if that's what she's going to do. You know, give Becky a win. And, you know, maybe that's... Maybe Becky can get something out of Ronda that most other people haven't been able to.
But we've seen it before, haven't we?
We saw it in the three-way at WrestleMania 35. But, I mean, you know, there's always been the talk of them doing the singles match. And if it's not for the title, and it's just part of the show, I mean, what bigger match is there for Becky on the show from who's left?
Yeah, I mean, unless they do, you know, some sort of, you know, six-woman match or something. I mean, I'm not sure, really. You're right. Yeah, I mean, Lynch. But I mean, Lynch versus Rousey. I mean, who is excited about that, really? I mean, who is? I mean, Ronda wasn't even in the Royal Rumble and she wasn't missed at all.
No.
She just wasn't. I mean, no one's... I mean, she's just... We don't really need to go over it again. She's just sort of lost interest and people have lost interest in her as a result. I mean, I thought she should have been put with Paul Heyman. I thought that was something that could have been a lot of fun. This whole Ronda being a huge fan of Dominic Mysterio, there was actually some mileage there in Ronda and Rhea Ripley fighting over Dom. I think that would have been hilarious. as ludicrous as it sounds, but I mean, that would have just made it even funnier, more entertaining. But that's not going to happen now because Rhea's, of course, going to face Charlotte Flair at WrestleMania, as she should, because she won the Rumble. So, yeah, I'm not really sure what Ronda does. I think whatever it is, people will just be underwhelmed by the prospect of it. And I think people would also be expecting Becky Lynch to defeat Ronda Rousey. So there wouldn't really be any sort of drama or, you know, uncertainty over the outcome. So I don't know, really. I don't really know. She's in a strange spot this year, Becky Lynch. Obviously, she's still very popular. We saw that at the Royal Rumble. I think she'll do well in the cage match against Bayley next week. But I mean, yeah, what does she do at WrestleMania? Good question.
And she's too, you know, she's too big a star to be in a six person match. She should be in something that feels bigger. So we'll see what they come up with. The last thing I want to ask you about with Raw is Rick Boogs made his return. He looks like during his time off, he definitely made a few visits to Holland and Barrett. What did you make of his return?
Well, he's not playing the guitar anymore.
Cosplaying as the Ultimate Warrior.
He's acting stranger than ever. I guess, some ways you should be there with the guitar. I mean, for the guitar versus guitar feud with Elias. I mean, there's not going to be, I mean, it's just a mid-level thing, but Rick Boogs to me is a mid-level guy. So yeah, he was acting very strange backstage. I was actually just thinking about him the other day. I was thinking, yeah, we haven't seen him since WrestleMania last year. It must be about time for him to return. And there he was on Raw, came out and interrupted another complaint session from another grousing session from Miz, and then beat Miz up. Yeah, I mean, I don't really know what to say about Rick Boogs. He's kind of mid-card guy. I think there's mileage in him. I think he's a fun guy and he does connect with the audience. But I'm not sure how far he can go, really. In some ways, I think he'd be better off in a faction or a tag team or something like that. He would almost be someone who maybe the Alpha Academy could know. He can't be the Alpha Academy because he's, you know, he does this sort of, you know, acting up over the top gimmick, and that would step on Otis's toes. That's not going to work. So I'm not really sure what he does. What do you think he's going to do? I can't really see a place for him on the roster.
No, not nor me. I think he was, I mean, maybe it's going to be in a team with Elias. I mean, maybe that's good. I mean, I'm not saying I want that to happen, just for the record. But, I mean, what else do you do? He's shit.
It's a comedy gimmick, isn't it?
You know, he's a comedy gimmick, but he looks like physically like the Warlord, but with hair. You know, he's just this big jacked guy. And I think it's like he's straight out of the 80s, which, I mean, I guess in some ways could work, but I just don't see, I don't know, I don't see the crowd getting behind him. I mean, his air guitar thing now just feels a bit like, we've seen it before, we've seen you do it better. I'm just, you know, not for me. And, if Rick Boogs makes it onto the WrestleMania card, then he must have incriminating photos of someone somewhere. It's the only explanation.
I mean, there's a comedy guy, he's fine, but I don't see him going any further than the second match. I mean, maybe they can find something for him to do that will be entertaining. I think, yeah, tag team is probably the way to go. Maybe with Elias in an odd couple gimmick, although yeah. Elias, it's clearly no plans for Elias, judging by how quickly he was eliminated from the Royal Rumble. I don't even think he lasted a minute.
Nope.
So, you know, they've got no faith clearly in Elias as a star of the future, which I understand because he feels played out as well, very much like Baron Corbin. I mean, he's done lots of different, he's done more than one character. He's been a face and a heel more than once. And, you know, he's done the singing, the guitar playing, he's done the wrestling, and he's never really made it. So I think he peaked probably 18 months ago. So, you know, yeah. Another thing as well, great to see Carmella back on TV.
Yeah. So, I mean, she's back. I don't think she's going to have a spot in WrestleMania either, but she's back, and maybe she'll form a tag team, and you know there'll be those tag team titles again will make their way back.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, she obviously, people know, I'm sure, I'm not going to go into it here, even though she has put the information out into the public domain, but she had, you know, very, very difficult late 2022. So, you know, pleased to see her back on TV.
Well, listen, that's all the time we've got for today. We'll be back with what's going down next Tuesday. Obviously, you can subscribe to Patreon, patreon.com/insidetheropes to get more content from us. We're recording Overrun. So we hope to see you there. So I want to thank you for all your support, everybody, and we'll talk to you soon.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.